Secretary of State Colin Powell met Friday with former Israeli Justice Minister Yossi Belin and former Palestinian Minister Yasser Abed Rabo, despite the objections of Israel's Ariel Sharon. They are the authors of a new Mideast peace plan based on the outlines of a draft negotiated by President Clinton at Taba, Egypt, before he left office in 2001. The man who helped bring this new plan into being is Alexis Keller. He teaches European political theory at the University of Geneva in Switzerland and joins us from the studios of Swiss Radio in Geneva. Mr. Keller, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having invited me.
And you are an academic and you organized this conference. I guess it begins with a meeting you had with Yossi Belin.
Exactly. I had invited Yossi Belin to deliver a speech in Geneva in October 2001, and without knowing, by the way, that he was already discussing the possibility of continuing negotiation with his partners. And then I had invited him and I met him actually at the airport, and very quickly in the car I asked him whether he would agree to hand Taba's negotiation. You remember Taba was the last try to find a settlement and an agreement between Palestinians and Israeli before Sharon went into power. 3 weeks later, he called me back and he said, I have talked with Yasser Abdarabo about it and we agree on your proposal.
Well, what struck you as the most difficult features of this, I guess we have to refer to it as hypothetical agreement?
Exactly. Model agreement. The right of return was and still is a very sensitive issue, as you can imagine.
We might explain that what we mean by the phrase right of return is the right many Palestinians feel that they should have to return to lands that were owned by their family before the creation of Israel.
And as you can imagine, it's a red line for the Israelis because they want to keep the Jewish character of the state of Israel, mm-hmm. and could change completely that. So, I mean, this point was a very difficult one, but finally both sides agree that we would have no right of return, but at least open the door for what we call a just and fair solution for this problem. And of course, the compensation there are very important mm-hmm. in that respect. The second point regarding Jerusalem was from the Israeli side, a very sensitive point. But basically, you may remember that the Clinton parameters were very precise on this issue. It was said that what is Jewish has to be under Israeli sovereignty, and what is basically Arabs needs to go under Palestinian sovereignty. And in that respect, both sides sticked to these parameters quite clearly. But these two points were not the most difficult one. The most, from my point of view, difficult one was regarding the settlements. Mm-hmm. What settlements could stay under Israeli sovereignty was a key question. Mm-hmm. And finally, it was solved.
As I recall, the prescription that this group came up with is that 75% of the Israeli settlements would remain under at least Israeli security protection and would remain on that side of the border.
I don't know exactly the percentage of that, to be honest. I know the number. I mean, we are talking about more than 120,000 settlers who will remain under Israeli sovereignty. It's a little bit more than the half of the settlers.
I want to ask you, Mr. Keller.
Please.
As we've noted, Prime Minister Sharon is on record already against the plan. President Bush has referred to it as a useful exercise. What about the criticism that whatever difficulties the group you brought together had in negotiating with each other, it is still relatively easy to negotiate when you have no power?
It's true that on one side they are not officials, which is not the case on the other side. When you look at the Palestinian delegation, mm-hmm. you can see that you have at least four or five now ministers, which is quite important. In other words, they are officials. On one side, we can say quite frankly that there are some officials. Mm-hmm. First, we can argue that the Israeli side, they represent an important part of the Israeli people, and that's something you can't just put aside very, very easily. Mm-hmm. And if I can add one thing, I think it's very important for people to understand that for the first time since basically 1948, you have a detailed final model draft agreement. And that's quite important. I mean, we are not talking about just another initiative. We are not part of what I call very cynically the peacemaking industry, if I may be very blunt. It's something quite new. For the first time, you have a final detailed plan trying to solve one of the most difficult and sensitive conflicts in the world.
Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for inviting me.
Alexis Keller teaches European political theory at the University of Geneva.